Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we're talking about changing the game. To do that, we have McKinley Randolph, incoming freshman to the Sierra Canyon girls basketball team and daughter of the one and only Zach Randolph. It's one thing to grow up with a pops like Zebo, but McKinley moved to California and played for the late, great Kobe Bryant's AAU team, the Mambas. So now she's working with Agent Zero himself, and Gil wants McKinley to start thinking bigger. Why not challenge women's hoops and go straight to the WNBA from high school? And in case you are wondering, she has the game, with plenty of her dad's game in there. Think about it, Zebo's skill set in women's hoops. That's tough. It's a very thought-provoking episode of the No Chill Podcast. Remember to subscribe on the Himalaya app or wherever you get your podcast, and be sure to subscribe on the No Chill channel on YouTube. And don't forget, No Chill with Gilbert Arenas every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fubo TV. Welcome to No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. I'm Mike Botticello. Across the couch from me is
Gilbert Arenas.
That's his name.
Do I talk in third person? Is that a third person?
You do when you're feeling yourself.
Oh, okay.
That we know.
Just checking. Me.
You have to know you've done that before. And right next was Gil. This is No Chill history. Go all the way back in the podcast. McKinley Randolph, you're the first female on No Chill.
Serious?
That's unbelievable.
Yay.
No, second. With Mola.
Gigi. Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Okay.
Second. I mean, that's good too.
First female hooper.
Hooper.
Ooh, hooper.
Hooper.
That's a big one.
And you are a hooper. Welcome. So, McKinley, you come to LA recently, and this, you had a big year. Come to LA from pretty much growing up your whole life in Memphis. You're here. Your dad obviously had a great career in the NBA. Same draft class as you.
Yes.
2001. So you're here and you're entering Sierra Canyon as a freshman.
Yes.
Excited for that?
Yeah, super excited.
Freshman year, I don't know. You're low on the totem pole. You got to work your way up. But
yeah, I'm going to be up there though.
That
I'm
going to
work
know.
Up there.
Because I think you have a unique style of play. There's a lot, we got to say, there's a lot of your dad in your style of play.
Yeah.
No coincidence there. So tell us about that. Where did you discover your connection to basketball?
Well, I always played since I was, like, little. Like, I always been involved in sports because of my parents. And I like soccer a lot. Like, when I was younger, like, when I was, like, 10, I was like, I'm playing soccer. I don't want to play basketball. But then I started playing basketball. I was like, yeah, I like basketball. And I always went to my dad's games, and I liked watching him play, how he's in the post and doing all his moves and, like, juking him out, faking his fadeaways. I like playing in the post and like being able to distribute the ball to my teammates.
So really learning from your dad probably was the best education you'll ever get in basketball, as we've seen now. But you've also worked out with Agent Zero, which is a very special occasion when you get to Agent Zero.
She thinks I'm a psychopath. Yeah. She thinks I'm crazy.
You're not the only one.
He's definitely a psychopath.
It's a hooper. I don't do female, male, 6'5". I don't care what age group you are. Training is training. You know, so if it's 20 push-ups, give me 20 push-ups. 10 sets. No breaks.
Literally. I'm like, can we get water? He's like,
so he's mean.
10 more. Yeah, he's pretty mean.
Not mean, it's just...
No, mean.
I don't know how to dial it down.
You're extreme. Like, you're OD. Like, you're like, okay... 10 push-ups, 5 sets, no break, 20 sit-ups.
Yeah, what you need a break for? What's the break for?
To breathe.
The break for.
That's rule number one. You got to be able to breathe.
Yeah, Gil, you literally have to breathe. Thing. I'm like going to pass out.
But there, with Gil, his thing is there's an intensity when it comes to basketball. You can't compromise that. So as a coach, though, it's a little different because it's verbal intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm getting into my... I'm trying to find my medium in coaching right now. How was Kobe as a coach?
Kobe was good. He was always like, do it, no excuses, like 110%, always, like, he's always like, go as hard as you can, every round, every rep, everything counts.
Yeah, makes sense.
But what was his style? Was it encouraging? Was it demanding?
He was kind of in the middle. He was like, okay, yeah, keep going, but he wasn't going to kiss your butt. He's not going to be like, oh, it's okay, your foot's hurt. He's like, go play. Like, what's wrong? Just shake your foot and keep going. And he was like, he was encouraging. He was always there. Like, if you had a bad day, he's like, please keep your head up. But he was, like, pretty tough, too. Like, conditioning, oh, my God. He has no chill.
I remember we was watching you at the Mamba Academy. And everyone's like, oh, that's the Kobe's team. And then they were like, but their best player's on the bench. And I'm like, but the best player is like, yeah, Randolph is their best player. I'm like, why is she on the bench? I don't know. Like, was that like a policy? Like, cause I know you just got to the team.
Yeah, I was just on the team and, you know, I was like trying to work my way up. Like you said, freshman, I gotta work my way up. And I guess he wanted me to like, cause I wanted to be respectful of the other girls. I didn't wanna, you know, be mean or anything. So I just had to find my way.
Good. Smoke is coming out of his ears right now.
Like I had respectful. I had to you know, work my way to my spot. I had to prove myself. I mean, I don't know, honestly.
Which is that's reasonable. You gotta prove yourself always. But you shouldn't have been on the bench if you
that's women's basketball. You know, I'm gonna sit here patiently on the bench. Wait for y'all to sub me in, go in there. But
at practice, I was like, okay, I'm going to go hard and I'm going to try to cook everyone and maybe he'll see. win the game.
You know, that's a frustrating thing when you are somebody, because you were from another state, yeah. You know, so the Mambas, the team that you had, they were all from California, some were from Orange County, obviously some from L.A. You were here in L.A., but they were familiar with each other.
You were the only
one from L.A.
From L.A., everyone else was.
So I had to drive 2 hours to Newport every day to practice.
Because if you didn't go to practice, you didn't start, right?
Yeah. So I'm like.
So after school, that was a rough drive.
Yeah, for those people that don't know, L.A. to Orange County is a two-hour drive.
Yeah, at the beginning, I was like, Mom, I can't do this. I don't even like basketball this much to be sitting in the car for 2 hours to go to basketball practice. But then after we started playing, I started liking the girls, and I started becoming familiar with, like, his coaching, and I'm like, wow, I am playing for Kobe Bryant. Like, I do want to drive. So it got easy. Like, I just went to sleep, do my work. It turned into, like, 30 minutes after.
I was
going to
say,
weeks.
You actually weren't driving.
I mean, your mom and your dad were
driving.
I mean, that's dedication, though. If you know, after school, 2 hours to drive there for 7 o'clock practice, 7 to 9, then you're getting home 11 o'clock every day, right? Yeah. You know, that's that experience where, you know, you're sacrificing playing with your siblings, being at home, you know, to drive and, you know, attend practice, then drive home. That is the future of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the future of, you know, understanding, you know, some things you have to sacrifice for other things. You know, we can't have it all. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things, if you want to be great, there's things that come with it.
Another part of that is because you're away from your family, your parents, your brother, your boyfriend, girlfriend at some point, what you really have are your shaking your head at
no,
boyfriend.
No girlfriend. Boyfriend.
I'm not talking about right now.
You know who her dad is, right?
Zeebo, no boyfriend right now. I'm talking about down the road. Down the road.
Yeah.
So what you do have is the bond of your teammates, friends. They're really your new family.
Literally.
You're with them so much. And the importance of having that team, and I think everything, obviously, tragically, what you guys went through, that the teammates that survive, you know, what you have on your shoulders now is you're going to play on and live on for them.
Right.
And that bond that you guys have. So tell us how important that experience is, you know, in that perspective that you have as teammates.
Well, like, at the beginning when I first came, like, me driving, they were always like, you can stay, like, and I was like, Mom, I don't want to stay because, you know, I was, like, scared or whatever. But then I started practicing every day, and then I was like, yeah. And then, like, we started becoming friends, and then we hung out all the time. And, like, the bond is just different because, like, once you bond off the court, it's way easier on the court. Like, you know how they play. You know, like, what makes them their type of player. Like when I hang out, like me and Gigi, we used to hang out all the time, and like I know, like maybe she saw something on like TikTok or something, she's like, she gets mad, and I'm like, okay, so when on the court, if the ref says anything to her, she's like, don't talk to me. And I'm like, Gigi, it's okay, chill. So it's like better on the court because then you'll know and you'll understand your teammate more.
So you know what that's like, that if somebody, yeah, if they're going through something, you just got to let them get it out and get in their own head and they'll get through it. Or they're sensitive, you can't push their button like that.
Yeah. The most important thing in team sports is to know what makes your teammates tick. You know, like you got to know where this person likes the ball. What happens when she gets upset? You know, is she a pouty player? You know, she doesn't get the ball. What is she going to do? Like you have to understand the elements of your players for you to be the best you are too, or to bring out the best of them also.
All right. So we referenced this, the importance of conditioning and being in shape. What's your workout routine right now?
So I wake up. Go to school, obviously, online school. And then after, I play some ball outside because I have a court outside of my house. And then I do some running. I bike. I just bought a new bike, actually. We go around a little trail by my house. And then I run around the neighborhood. Then I come back home and I swim. So I'm pretty active throughout the day, all day.
Drill sergeant, what do you think of that?
No. It's harder now. It seems like it's harder for, you know, hoopers to really, you know, take that step forward due to, you know, everything that's going on with the restrictions of now. I mean, I guess they put in restrictions, you know, 10 people, you got to be 6 feet away. You can't do this. Like, so it's like as a hooper who was progressing, you know, this kind of put a halt in everyone's progression. Like, you know, like your trainer. Does your trainer come there and train with you?
No, like, that's the bad thing. Like, I want to get a trainer because I want somebody to be pushing me and, like, I want competition to go against because I'm not getting any better just doing the same drill. Like, I'm not getting any better. So I just want competition.
So, like, if school started right now because, let's say, because you're not playing AAU. So let's say you don't play AAU this whole season. And then you jump right into high school basketball. Are you going to be mentally ready for that, 5-6 months of not really doing what you used to do and then jumping right back into?
No, I'm not going to be ready. That's why I'm like, I'm begging my mom, can I get a trainer that wears a mask at least?
Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of, this is a totally different space just for hoopers because, you know, your dedication of what you used to do now gets taken away. And it's like, how do I mimic the trainer training me, going against the competition to see if I'm getting better, to now just working out on my own?
Right.
Like, I don't know if I'm getting better or not. I can't say if my shots got better because there's no game. There's no.
Like, I'm doing the same jump shot. I'm like, okay, it's going in, but like, is this going to work against the players I play against? And ZJ, my little brother, he's not help. I'm like, play defense. He's like, what is he going to do? I'm like, you got to play defense.
It's actually helping ZJ.
Because it's like better
but
competition.
I got to say, the good news is everyone's in the same situation. So that learning curve when you come back, so they're
like,
all in that same
nobody's going to be dunking on me. Right. Like, I'm still going to be there. Like, I'm still here.
It seemed like, because I remember when, you know, I was talking to Elijah, and I'm saying, you know, if you were here versus some of your other peers, and you're messing around, and one of those peers has a basketball court, has a trainer still, he gets to catch you.
Right.
He gets to catch you, and what ends up happening, this is the time where, imagine someone was 3 miles in front of you, and they just stopped, and you found a way to just keep going. You eventually catch their skill level.
Right.
You know, and, you know, like I heard, was it the kid, Mikey Williams? I heard he was working out 5 times a day. So, you know, someone who's, like, can get access to a gym. Like, you know, you have, it's not even, I'm thinking, this is not even legal. You know, you invite.
Friends over.
You invite your friends that play basketball and you have like a little workout session at your back house. Like, you know, you're going to have to start doing that to challenge each other, because the way the rules are now, there's not going to be a challenge for you guys.
Right.
You know, you guys got to start looking forward, because, you know, all the freshmen that's coming in with you, you know, you have JV girls, you got varsity, you know, two-on-twos, one-on-ones, three-on-threes to try to mimic,
like,
you know.
Any competition helps right now.
And how about this? You treat it like an injury. So let's say you break your foot. Right, so you work on your handle, you still work on your release, shoot sitting down, whatever you got to do, but the point is you use that time.
Right.
So if you can't run fives and go live, you can put a cone out and, you know, I know you're not going to love it, but it's something, it's better than,
yeah.
What's the alternative, Gil? Nothing?
It's not like push, nobody's going to be pushing you. Like,
the clone doesn't push.
Who's supposed to push you? You're saying physically push you?
Like,
up here, it's on you to push yourself.
Yeah, and physically and mentally,
but
like,
it's
different. Like, when you're playing, like, and somebody's like, they're like, come on, legs, faster, and you got somebody playing defense on you, they're talking trash, like, that makes you want to get better.
Oh, totally. That's what's missing right now, is the human element. Because, you know, like, when it's go time and someone says something to you or you catch an elbow or whatever, that just sparks something else in you as a competitor.
Yeah,
that's when it said it's taking away all the competition.
Yes.
It takes away the edge that makes everyone tick. And that's the only problem I see right now, you know? Like freshman basketball, what if there's no season?
I'm gonna be so mad. Like, what am I gonna do? Just go to school and not play basketball?
Yeah, go to school, homeschool, you know?
No, that's gonna be so lame.
Like, I'm
gonna make my own basketball league. McKinley's AAU. Like, I have to play basketball.
Like, this year's really weird for everyone, because it would suck to go into this year as a freshman and then they say, okay, all fall sports is gone, winter sports, we're gonna see about it, and then we're not gonna start, you know, anything until January. Well, most of high school basketball is ended in January, so you can really go through your whole freshman year and not actually play basketball, and then your first year is 10th grade.
Yeah, that's...
Or there's a scenario where you go back and there's another wave of the pandemic and then everything stops again. There's a lot of different ways.
So what are they going to make us do freshman year again?
Or basketball may start and then stop is what I'm saying.
Oh.
So that'd be a problem. But Gil, is you've just got to stay ready up here.
Yeah, basically.
Stay, you know, like, be ready so you don't have to get ready, as they say.
I'm going to be ready because I'm going to play basketball outside.
Yeah, you got to play. That's what I mean. You know, going into your freshman year, right now you should just invite the girls that you know have talent, have push, and you guys just practice and play. Yeah. You know, that isn't like that's the most important thing. Like,
I mean, I don't want to catch Corona, but I mean, like.
I mean, okay, let's try that again. Invite players over that don't have the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. that don't have coronavirus,
and you guys...
And if they cough, you got to leave.
Yeah, yeah, kick right the house.
Simple.
So let's say all things are... I'm looking at the glass half full, right? Thinking positive. We'll all be through this. You go back to school. You enter freshman year. What are your goals for freshman year as a basketball player?
To work my way up, to be playing with the big dogs, maybe get on varsity. I want to continue to build my skill level and work on creating my own shot. Because I'm like, to me, I'm big, but like to some of the girls I play against, they're big. And I'm like, I thought I was big. So when I get in high school, there's going to be older girls, like way older than me. So I know they're going to be big. So I'm not going to be always... It was a dominate in the post, so I got to work on my outside game also.
How do you speed that up?
Which
when
one?
You're younger, so say 14 going into freshman year or 18 going into freshman year of college, how do you speed up that process to where it doesn't take you so long to adjust to the competition?
Well, let's say there's no coronavirus right now. This summer, you will be playing 10th grade AAU. So you get to play against all the 10th graders, you know, that AAU season, so you can get the speed and, you know, the physical bumping and knowing if you can get your shots, you know, against these girls and what you need to alter going into your freshman year. So like before I went to college, you know, I'm playing in an adult league.
Yeah, that's what, so like I playing
get,
against
Yeah, so I
older.
Can get the feel of what, you know, stronger, bigger, faster guys feel like, so I can start adjusting my game. So once I get there, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know, anything you're going to, there's always that prelim of, you know, just like from JV to varsity. You know, JV is, let's get ready and we go, yay! You know, it's the same thing. But what ends up happening is you want to get, you got, now you guys have AAU before your freshman year.
Yeah.
You know, so you get to get that feel and understand and, you know, work out with that group.
And I have aunts and uncles that play basketball and they're older. So like back like a couple years ago, I was like, no, I don't want to play with you guys. I'm scared because they're big. But now I'm like, pick me up. I want to play. Come on. So that's going to help me also playing against bigger people.
So you're trying to make varsity first year?
Yeah. I'm going to try.
There we go. There we go.
But the other thing there is, though, freshman, sophomore year, say you can play JV and varsity for the most part. Like, you want to be varsity junior.